No lifestyle klaxon for this one right now. We've been talking toys all morning because I brought in my Evel Knievel special and we've just done an Evel Knievel jump over Joe Rawson, and I bought him a $6 million man doll as well because we're going to talk toys right now, and we're going to be talking toys with Louise Redner. Make something in your eyes that sets you all your name. Good morning, Louise Redknapp.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All good.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Now, Louise, we've been talking toys all morning, right?
Yeah.
Because I've got me Evel Knievel here. I've got my $6 million man. What was the toy that you absolutely loved when you were a little girl?
I had a toy called Jemima, which was kind of like a knitted sort of bunny girl thing, but I carried it everywhere. It was for years and years. It was one of those things, if my mum couldn't find it, it was, quick, we better find Jemima, otherwise we're all going to have a very bad day. Yeah, so Jemima, I think my mum still has Jemima, actually, in the loft, yeah.
I think it's now, when you've got kids now, you've got to make sure that if it is like a teddy bear, that it's like a Disney something. So you make sure that there's like at least another 100,000 out in the shops that you're going to be able to get at a moment's notice.
Absolutely. Or unless you're like me, I like everything tidy and put away, so my poor kids have to constantly look for their toys in random cupboards where I've stuck them out of eyesight.
3.8 million adults, Louise, still snuggle up with their favourite soft toy at night.
I know.
Where's Jemima? You've forgotten about Jemima.
Jemima's in the loft. I'm not snuggling up to Jemima anymore, but she's still there. She's still in my thoughts.
I must admit, I mean, I've got my favourite toys. And there's one thing on this list here. 1 in 8 men keep their childhood toys in a secret hiding place.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry,
me.
That one, isn't
that's,
it?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Well, they're not a secret hiding place. They're just in my office, so my three-year-old can't get hold of them.
Absolutely, yeah. So they can't ruin them.
Exactly. These are very important to me.
Yeah.
These are my growing up.
You need to take them up to the toy exchange,
yes,
don't you?
Because this is a thing that Argos and Barnardo's are doing. Tell us a bit about this.
Yes, so it's a great charity, Barnardo's, as I'm sure everybody knows. And Argos are basically saying if you join the toy exchange, you can take up your old toys and they'll give you a £5 voucher to spend in Argos leading up to Christmas. So it's a win-win, really.
So these any old toys that you've got about, you can take down?
Any old toys. I mean, I think it would be good if they're in good working condition, obviously.
Well, obviously.
But for me, it was a nice initiative for my children to say, right, okay, collect the toys that you no longer play with, but you think somebody else would want to play with, because not everybody gets lots of new toys at Christmas. Barnardo's have been going for many years and have helped millions of young children. And I think Argos now are just... this is the fourth year they've been running this campaign. And I think by the end of this campaign, they're hoping to have raised 2.5 million. So it's a huge amount of money.
That is a huge amount of money, isn't it? So what do? You just pop along to Argos with your toys?
Yep, you can pop along to Barnardo's, Argos, with your old toys. You'll get a £5 voucher for Argos. You have to spend that on toys, but it's a great way if your kids have moved on to something else, they've outgrown what they were into last year or the year before, and you want a bit of help getting something else, and at the same time, those old toys are going to go to good use and keep another child happy. So, I think it's kind of a nice positive lead up to Christmas, a nice story.
I like it. I mean, I've got a 3-year-old daughter, Isabel, and she falls in and out of love of stuff very, very quickly. So we actually we're going to be moving out soon. So we had a toy amnesty over the weekend, and there is like a ton of toys that she just doesn't use.
Do you know, my kids enjoy it when I say to them, they're getting a bit older now, so the younger one's still doing it with the toys. The older one, I say to them, right, toys, football boots, football kits, things that don't fit you, things that are still in really good condition, we're going to send off. So they've been collecting all their toys to take down to Argos, and I think they're not even worried about getting the voucher. I think they just are so excited the fact that they're going to give these toys that they like to some other children that maybe don't have any toys. And I don't know, for me it was quite a nice conversation to have with the kids, because all of their friends get new toys at Christmas, so them to understand that not everybody's as fortunate, I think was quite an important chat that we had. And my older ones, like, can I do it with my football boots, my kits, you know, can I send these off? So I'm sending everything everywhere.
That is something that I've got a lot of old football gear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in our shed at home, where my parents' house now, because there was three lads, And we've got
that's
a lot.
That's like me. I've got a garage of football stuff.
Well, I'd imagine you've probably got a house full of it, haven't you? A
house full of football shirts. I can't move for football shirts.
Do you get really bored of football, Louise?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Is it like on constantly in your lounge?
It's on constantly, and obviously both of the boys play it. Oh. So I spend a lot of Saturday and Sunday watching
that,
it.
That Jamie, it's all he wants to talk about as well, isn't it?
All he wants to talk about. And even weeknights, I'm watching training sessions.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of football. For somebody that's got no interest in football, it's a lot of football.
Does Jamie try out his punditry on you to see what it sounds like?
Oh, no, he wouldn't dream of it. I'd be just blankly looking at him like, are you crazy? No, now and again, he'd say, what do you think about this? And I'd be like, yeah, great. Yep, lovely. Whatever you reckon.
We've done a little bit of research. We popped your name into Google. Jumped out at me that Strictly Come Dancing, Jamie and Louise rule themselves out a few months ago. Is that something that you would have been really, really interested in?
Do you know, I love Strictly. I'm the biggest Strictly fan. I don't think I could get Jamie on Strictly for all the money in the world. I just don't know if he would ever put himself through the quick step in a glittery shirt for anyone or anything. It's one of those things, you know, we've obviously talked about it, not me and Jamie, but me doing it. I love the program, but it's a huge commitment. It's a lot of time out of your life. And I've got two little boys that, you know, I need to be there for. So for me, it would be a hard squeeze. But I'm a massive fan of the program. Huge.
Are you getting back into music soon? I'm just looking. I've done a search on our database here, and I was quite surprised. We've actually got quite a lot of Louise in our back catalogue here.
Oh,
Pandora's
there you go.
Kiss, Undivided Love, Two Faced, In Walk Love, All That Matters, Naked, Stuck in the Middle with You, Let's Go Around, Arms Around the World, Light of My Life.
There's been a lot of records.
That's quite a few,
isn't
it?
There's been a lot of records, including the Eternal records. There's been a lot of records.
That's right, yeah.
Just quite a few years ago. But
do you miss it?
I do. I think when you've been a singer and you've made records, it's your first love. It's what you love doing. But then I think you also have to be realistic. The industry changes and things change. And for me, it was brilliant why I did it. And if ever the opportunity came up again where I could do something that was good and credible and worked, great. I'd never rule it out. But at the same time, I think sometimes you have to sort of know when to stop.
Yeah, because Eternal did the big reunion, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yeah, they did do it. I obviously didn't do it, but they did it, which was great, and just reminded everybody what great singers they were.
Yeah, no, it was quite good fun, that big reunion. It looked like a bit
really
of a giggle
good fun.
There.
Yeah, I think they enjoyed it and had fun doing it.
So if we were gonna play a Louise song in its entirety, what Louise song should we play, Louise?
Oh, I don't know. No, it's up to you guys, your station. Two-Faced. Two-Faced was always good fun. All the girls like Two-Faced.
All right, we'll play Two-Faced. If you want to find out a little bit more, it's argos.co.uk for this to hand in the toys. I've got a ton in the conservatory now, so I've got to do that, really.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's for such a great cause, and it'll make some children's Christmas.
It certainly will. Louise Redknapp, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Here we go.